Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. It's designed to accumulate the latest key updates related to the fast-paced UK retail industry. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off with results in the food and grocery sector. Greggs posted pre-tax profits of £188.3 million for the 52 weeks to December 2023, up from £148.3 million in the previous year. Sales during the year were up 19.6%, while like-for-like sales across its company-managed shops also jumped 13.7% year-on-year, and Ocado was crowned as the UK's fastest-growing supermarket, as sales jumped over the last 12 weeks by 12.2% according to data from NIQ. In other news, Asda co-owner Zubarissa is in discussions to buy out his older brother from parts of their petrol station business, with plans to strike a deal in the near term. The retailer's second staff strike action is also set to take place in the Wisbeach, Hampshire store after staff voted for industrial action following a ballot. Concerns over cuts to hours, bullying management culture, and health and safety issues are among the reasons for the strike.
Meanwhile, Sainsbury's partnered with retail media provider Citrus Ad to launch a branded shops concept on their website, allowing brands to build custom pages on its website to help increase brand engagement and encourage additional sales. The retailer also slashed prices of some of its baby milk products on the 7th March, following a pledge in January to invest £220 million in prices and bolster the Aldi price match to its largest ever offering. And Aldi is launching two own brand wines, which are packaged in recyclable paper bottles, making them five times lighter than traditional glass bottles. They are the first supermarket to launch own brand paper bottles, marking a step towards their goal of reducing food waste by 90% by 2030. Several pay-related updates were announced this week. Co-op announced their biggest ever investment in pay starting from the 1st of April. Staff will be paid £12 an hour and team managers will be paid £13.32 an hour, a 10.1% increase for both on last year.
Meanwhile, Tesco announced a 9.1% increase in base pay, effective from April, an investment of more than £300 million, their biggest single investment in colleagues, and Asda invested £150 million in staff pay, which they claim makes them the highest paying UK supermarket on base rate. Hourly rates are rising by 8.4% to £12.04 for employees across the UK, with those based within the M25 seeing pay rise to £13.21.
Elsewhere in the sector, Tesco announced a boost in paternity leave to an industry-leading 6 weeks of full pay, and an increase in maximum sick pay entitlement to 18 weeks. And Co-op announced a quick commerce partnership trial with Uber Direct. It allows Co-op members and customers to order groceries from the store's website through its app via the Uber Eats delivery network. Meanwhile, Ocado announced the launch of a new digital aisle, one that they claim is the largest best of British aisle, in UK grocery retail, featuring over 800 products from UK farmers. This launch comes after a campaign by Conservative MP Luke Evans gained over 100 signatures from MPs, and after a survey of 2,000 consumers showed growing public demand for British produce. And Aldi will be trialling parcel lockers outside 22 UK stores in partnership with InPost. This move is part of their strategy to make their stores more convenient to shop at.
Now let's move on to the clothing and footwear sector, where multiple people moves and promotions were revealed this week. Marks & Spencer co-CEO Kate Bickerstaff, who led clothing and digital, is set to leave the company after 2 years and hand over the sole reins to Stuart Machin. Bickerstaff is now pursuing a portfolio career, having lined up a role as a non-executive director of B&Q and Screwfix owner Kingfisher. Shu announced two new appointments this week. Justin Lodge, previously chief marketing officer for Superdry, was appointed as chief digital officer, and Stephanie Legg, formerly global head of marketing for Arcadia, was appointed as chief marketing officer, and Foot Asylum announced David Pujola as chief executive, with Barry Brown stepping down to take on a consultancy role with Foot Asylum owner Aurelius. Meanwhile, Jigsaw announced that head of Wovens designer Julia Ryman will be starting a new role as design director, amid a string of other promotions as the fashion retailer continues to make updates to the top team, and Gymshark promoted Colleen Natalizia to chief digital officer, a newly created role within the company. Natalizia will be responsible for scrutinizing and optimizing the digital journey to better serve Gymshark's audience and ensure digital growth.
In other news, Superdry co-founder Julian Dunkerton's deadline to make an offer on the struggling fashion brand has been extended until the end of March. And ASOS is believed to be in talks with Reliance Retail, an Indian retail giant, in order to bring the British fashion brand to the Indian fashion market. Meanwhile, Marks & Spencer announced the opening of more Nobody's Child pop-up shops within its UK stores. It follows a successful trial in summer 2023. These additional pop-ups will bring the total from 12 to 60.
Some exciting AI developments took place this week, as Matalan became the UK's first retailer to use a generative AI tool to write its product descriptions, partnering with digital consultancy Kin Plus Carter to integrate the tool onto their website, and Princess Polly partnered with TrueFit to build AI-powered size and fit recommendations into customer journeys in an attempt to increase conversions and drive down returns. Elsewhere in the sector, Puma announced the integration of Google Cloud's advanced data, analytics, and AI technologies to boost efficiency and personalize the online retail experience for customers worldwide.
In health and beauty news, Boots ordered all head office staff to return to the office 5 days a week from the 1st of September, stating they want to make offices a normal place of work for everybody for the whole working week. Boots also named Asda's former strategy head Prayash Thakra as their new strategy and transformation director. Thakra left Asda soon after it was taken over by the Issa brothers in 2021 and is joining Boots from KPMG UK, where he was a partner. And Superdrug announced a partnership with on-demand delivery network Gofer to deliver prescriptions straight to people's doorsteps in the UK. Consumers will be able to track and trace store-to-door deliveries, with Gofer's doorstep experience maintaining in-store pharmacy security protocols. Elsewhere in the sector, the body shop's administrators are investigating claims of unaccounted funds totaling millions that were taken out of the business before its collapse. In electricals news, Currys announced an investment of £13 million into colleague pay, seeing a 9.5% increase in hourly pay rates to an average of £12.30, with top performers earning an average of £13.95. There is also potential for uncapped bonuses. The retailer also introduced its debut game Trash Tycoon, developed in Fortnite. The initiative seeks to motivate Gen Z to adopt more responsible habits in disposing of unused, unwanted, or broken technology. And Fujifilm revealed that their partnership with Primark surpassed any expectations, after seeing more than 20,000 in-store digital print sales within the first 3 months.
In DIY and gardening news, B&Q could face severe disruption across some of its stores as its GXO warehouse workers voted for strike action due to a pay dispute. This strike action will take place during the week of 18th March, and Dobbies is introducing 69 new own brand product lines across horticultural categories during the month of March, including new tools, grow lights, plant bulbs and more. Moving on to department stores, marketplaces and specialists, TikTok Shop expanded its partnership with Shopify in the UK, allowing Shopify merchants to connect their online store to TikTok Shop using the TikTok for Shopify app. TikTok Shop also launched a new fresh flowers and live plants category just in time for Mother's Day. The new category comes with a pre-order function, and John Lewis partnership is expected to confirm a record pay budget next week. The increase, effective from next month, will result in minimum rates of pay going up by roughly 10%. It comes as retailers seek to attract and retain the best staff.
In other news, Frasers Group acquired the cycling retailer Wiggle for a reported cost of less than £10 million after they fell into administration last October. This will result in nearly 447 staff losing their jobs. And Marks & Spencer won a high court case against the demolition of their Art Deco building on Oxford Street, challenging Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove's decision as a misapplication of planning policy. This requires a new decision from the Secretary of State regarding the store's future.
Elsewhere in the sector, the new Oxford Street programme costing £90 million is expected to drive sales growth from 5% to 10% per year, potentially reaching £2.8 billion in further sales between 2027 and 2033. THE Ingenuity Chief Executive Vivek Ganotra left the business after 2 years. Ganotra joined the firm in June 2022 from Salesforce, and the works announced they are scrapping their loyalty scheme by the end of March as they look for ways to reduce costs amidst ongoing inflationary pressures.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.